California's special election this fall will mark the first time since 1921 that a governor anywhere in America has faced a recall vote. But dozens of mayors and other local officials have been targets of recall campaigns. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
While Gray Davis fights to save his job in California, he's getting plenty of sympathy from Sally Beals, the mayor of Centerville, Ohio. Beals presides over a city of 24,000 people, and she too was the subject of a recall election this year, one that forced her into campaign mode halfway through her second term in office.
The fear of a recall election is that they are held at odd times, and so we started with a campaign. We did put out signs to make everybody aware that there was an election. I mean, you don't want just a few disgruntled people making decisions for the masses.
Beals survived the election, winning 62% of the vote, but she remains frustrated about being targeted for the recall, which began after the city approved a controversial plan to expand an automobile body shop. Like many communities, Centerville allows politicians to be recalled for most any reason, and Beals says that can lead to frivolous campaigns.
For an elected official to be recalled for, well, for the color of their eyes or the fact that they have curly hair or whatever is akin to anarchy when you get right down to it.
Beals is one of several political leaders across the nation who've been targeted in recent recall drives. The cities of Merriam, Kansas, and Fountain Hills, Arizona are among those that have cast out mayors or city council members this year, while officials in Gibraltar, Michigan, and Halton City, Texas, survived recall efforts. The city council of Comstock, Nebraska, a town with just 135 residents, has had three recall votes in less than 10 months. Jenny Bowser at the National Conference of State Legislatures says in some communities, recall drives have become a regular part of the political process.
It happens a lot at the local level, considerably less often with state legislators and virtually never with statewide officials.
That's because local elections are regulated by city charters, which more often than not allow recall efforts. But for governors, only 18 states allow recalls, and Bowser says on that level, it's hard to carry out a successful drive.
California's process is more accessible than a lot of other states' process. In other words, they require fewer signatures than some states do, and they allow a little more time to gather those signatures. So just in terms of feasibility, it's less likely to happen in other states.
Publicity about the California recall is likely to spur states and cities nationwide to re-examine their recall laws. And some political observers predict the effort by Governor Davis's opponents will inspire more recall campaigns at all levels of government. Dane Waters heads the Initiative and Referendum Institute, a group that supports the right of citizens to recall politicians.
The trend is to an increased usage of the recall device. I think it has a lot to do with the fiscal climate, and you have governments at all levels trying to increase revenues, and it's created animosity toward their elected representatives.
Waters says recall drives tend to be more popular when the economy is tight. Indeed, the only time in history a governor has been recalled from office was in 1921, when Lynn Frazier was cast out by the voters of North Dakota. Like Gray Davis, Governor Frazier was dealing with a financial crisis caused by a collapse in beef and grain prices. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.